pluck it like that. You ever heard of a juice harp? Juice harp? No. What do you call the thing you use to pound nails with?
A hammer.
Do you know what you call the thing on a wagon that comes up between the two horses?
Comes up between the
two horses.
The stern?
That might be something people call it. Have you ever heard of a... Oh, I know. How about on a wagon that you play with, even like a kid's wagon? Have you ever heard of a tongue?
I've heard of it.
You've heard of it?
Well, I'm pretty much since you
told me. Yeah. But you've heard that word.
Mm-hmm.
On a buggy, have you ever heard of buggy shafts? Okay, on a wagon wheel, do you know what you call the outside of the wheel?
The outside of the wheel?
Uh-huh, on a wagon wheel.
No. Nope.
How about the rim of... No, have you ever heard, and this is again, these are things you know about wagons, I'm just going to ask you if you've heard of, have you ever heard of a single tree? Something that horses pull on.
No.
How about well, you wouldn't have heard of a double tree then. Okay, if somebody had a, like, a load of wood or something that they were picking it up at one place and dropping it off.
Hauling.
Exactly. Oh, you're so quick. Now, if there was a, if someone had a big tree had fallen across the street, and you might say they put a chain around it, and they, if you're talking about dragging it, you'd say they put a chain around it and they
hauled it out of the way, moved it.
Okay, but how about if you were using the word drag? You'd say yesterday they
dragged the tree out of the way.
And then you say, okay, several times in the past they have
drug.
Okay, very good. You know, on a farm, when they're going to put out a crop, they have to take and break the ground, and they use a
shovel.
Okay.
A hole.
Okay. And how about one of those things that they fasten onto a horse?
A plow.
Now, after they plow, have you ever heard of anything called a harrow? They use...
To put the seeds down?
Yeah.
I haven't ever heard of, but that's more than likely what you're doing.
Makes sense, though, doesn't it? On the wagon, or well, this would be true on a car, too, I think. The thing that runs underneath the wagon or underneath the car that the wheels fasten onto.
The axle.
Right. A kind of a frame, a wooden kind of thing shaped like an A that you might put boards across, like a sawhorse, you know.
Oh,
that
I know what you're talking about. Sawhorse.
Sawhorse.
Horse.
Or
yeah.
Horse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you had some lint on your clothes, you'd have to take and
brush it off.
Okay. Now, a long time ago, they used to, you know, men used to have those straight razors. And they would sharpen them on something called
I know what you're talking about. It's, in the 7th grade, in the 8th grade, my teacher had one, my science teacher had one.
Uh-huh.
Comes off of a barber chair.
Right, leather strap, or straw,
strap.
What did he call it?
Leather strap.
Leather strap.
But it's a conveyor belt. That's what it
is.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Conveyor belt. If you were talking about the kind of ammunition that you put in a pistol, not a bullet.
Bullet.
Okay, a bullet, but do you know any other words? Let me see.
Cartridge?
Yes. Gosh, you're great. Yeah, I can't believe that. Nobody ever knows that word.